Phillies and Mets at Citi Field. Hey, that guy looks familiar. It's Asdrubal Cabrera bobblehead day. He would play a factor late. Let's pick things up bottom four. Lucas Duda facing Jeremy Hellickson.
Here's Duda. Big swing. High fly ball, dead center field, going back Cabrera, and this one is gone. He drops it on top of the home run apple, which pops out as Lucas Duda has given the Mets the lead right back. His 14th home run of the season, New York 3, the Phillies 2. The letters coming home, and the pitch swung on and crushed. High and deep, down the left field line. It's hooking near the pole, and this ball is gone. A towering three-run home run for Tommy Joseph. It reaches the second deck right down the line. It's his 14th home run of the season, and the Phillies doubling up the Mets. Now it's 6-3.
The 0-1 swung on and driven down the right field line. That one is going to fall for a base hit. Altair over to play it on one bounce. And that is going to drive it a run and end that scoreless streak for Pat Neshek. As Darnot scores, and it's a one-run ball game now as the Phillies' lead has been trimmed to 6-5. 1-1, the pitch swung on, hit in the air, right field, pretty deep. Altair back at the track, at the wall, and it is gone. Mets lead on the two-run home run for Asdrubal Cabrera into the Phillies' bullpen. Tying run 90 feet away, two outs in the ninth. Reed is ready to pitch, swung on and popped up. This will end it. Coming in, Bruce, he's calling, he's waiting, and he's got it. Another one-run loss for the Phillies to get the tying run on here in the ninth inning, but Reed survives, and the Mets rally back from three down, going to the bottom of the seventh. They explode for four, and they hold on and win it 7-6.
Mets win their fourth in a row. They take it 7-6, the final. Cabrera, two hits and a homer to celebrate his bobblehead day in style. Jose Reyes and Lucas Duda also added two hits each. Addison Reed notched his 14th save of the year. Here's Phillies manager Pete Maccannon after the loss.
What a shame. I mean, Neshek's been just about unhittable the whole season, and he mislocated tonight. And I know he feels terrible, but I felt pretty good when he came in. Hellickson pitched well. Tommy hit that, obviously hit that three-run home run to give us that lead. You know, we were behind, we came, got ahead, lost it again. So, what do you got?
Any thought to Neshek starting that inning?
That was thought. But I mean, when you think about it, he had two guys. One out with two righties coming up. I felt pretty good about it. I wanted to give Hellickson had such a good inning the inning before. He was pitching well. He only had 80 some pitches. I wanted to give him an opportunity to pitch another inning.
Expect Neshek to be your All-Star? End up with the season he's
I
had.
Would like to think so. I mean, he's been so good for us that I know he feels worse than anybody right now.
When a guy's on a run like he is it almost human nature in the back of your mind to say, you know, some night it's not going to be here?
Well, I've thought about that many times with him, but he just keeps doing it. And tonight I felt really confident when he came in. And once again, it happens.
And with such a sting that, like you said, you guys kept coming back and back. And, you know, right after Tommy hits a home run, it looks like it's going to clinch the game for you.
You kind of have to win those games. Those are the kind of games you have to win. Then even in the ninth with the leadoff double, I thought we were going to get something going with the middle of our lineup coming up, and we just couldn't get a run across. Milner pitched well, got the two lefties out that he had to face. Another thing that the play that Kelly made, throwing that guy to third base on the ground, well, that was huge. You know, we got a big double play with bases loaded earlier in the game. Stole a couple bases, caught a couple guys stealing. A lot of good things happened. We should have held on to that lead. We couldn't do it.
What are you seeing from O'Dubal? He's had five strikeouts in two games.
He's not swinging the bat well. Probably give him a day off tomorrow to regroup because he doesn't look the same.
On Sunday, the Mets go for the sweep. Rafael Montero on the hill against Nick Pivetta for the Phillies.